It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Vlog. There is a symphony of sound playing all this month at the Washington Park Arboretum in Seattle. Composer and sound artist Abby Aresti recorded the sounds of the park. She recorded a gurgling pond underwater using a hydrophone, a bicycle rolling by on a gravel path, of course, birdsong, and much more. Abby Aresti has taken her recordings, mixed them together, and come up with 7 compositions, which are being played through speakers she's installed at 7 sites around the Arboretum. And she joins me now from Seattle to talk about her project. Abby, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Melissa.
Let's talk about one site that you focus on here. You call it Vine-Covered Cedar, and you tell people who are going to the Arboretum to sit underneath the vines in this little vine cave, and they're going to hear this. Okay, Abby, what are the sounds we're hearing there?
So one day when I went to record at the Arboretum, I was a little bit frustrated because there was a lawnmower and I really wanted to record some of the softer sounds. But as I stayed there and listened, the lawnmower began to move away and it started pouring down rain. And then a chorus of birds began chirping. And it was this really amazingly musical moment. And so I wanted to recreate that a little bit and transform the lawnmower sound a little bit and then work with some of the rain sounds. And the birds, of course, are already there at the Arboretum, so yeah. I didn't need to bring them in.
So if people are in that vine cave, how are they listening to this composition?
Well, they can listen in any number of ways. They could sit down beneath the vines. There's a nice little area that I like to sit down in. Or they could walk around and explore it from more of a distance. The lawnmower part of the piece, I think, works really well at a distance. And then when it gets a little bit softer and you start to hear individual raindrops, which I've transformed into these pitched melodies, it begins to get really soft. So it's nice to listen a little bit closer and maybe sit down and listen there.
Is there any chance that when people are listening to these that it's going to get drowned out by, who knows, an airplane going overhead, a car driving by, that it might be lost to the listeners?
Well, it's really interesting, actually. The piece really does transform based on the ambient sounds, and that was my goal, actually, is to create this bridge between these man-made sounds and these natural sounds. And so if a plane flies overhead, it becomes part of the piece, and you may miss part of what I brought to the space, but it's really this dialogue that I'm interested in.
I wonder if there would be people who would say, you know, the sounds of the Arboretum are rich and lush and perfect the way they are now. Why do we need a composer to mix them together and play them back?
That's a great question. The sounds of the Arboretum, if you go and listen, I really do feel like there is a bit of a nature versus machine thing going on there. there's really a lot of noise pollution. And I feel like so often when we go to the Arboretum, we don't really have the time or take the time to stop and listen to some of the softer sounds. And I think that even the act of bringing a piece or series of pieces like this to the space, I hope will encourage people to listen a little bit more carefully even once the pieces are gone.
Well, Abby Aresti, it's good to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Abby Aresti's sound installation, Paths to the Music of Trees, was composed for her doctoral dissertation. It'll be up at the Washington Park Arboretum in Seattle through the end of October.